Are you a healthy male from an Asian, African, Middle Eastern or Mediterranean country? You could be eligible to volunteer for a clinical study where you'll be reimbursed for your time. Call 1800 243 733 or visit clinicalstudies.com.au.
So welcome back to Asian Pop Radio. Today we're interviewing Mel Kishida, who is an artist. We also had I presented MC to stage with him earlier, which might be going up on a different YouTube channel. But now let's do a more one-on-one interview with Kishida. Is this your first time at Animanga? And if so, what are your first impressions about it?
Hi. Animanga no hajimete desu ka? Soshite, どんな印象的なものがありますか、
はい、アニマガは初めてです、ね、あのオーストラリアの、アニメコンベンションアニメ&ゲームのコンベンションがどんな感じなのかすごくあの気になってたんですけど来たら本当に皆さんこう楽しそうにしていてで人種もいろんな人が来ていてあの日本のコンテンツでこう楽しそうにしているのを見て日本人としてすごく嬉しいなと思いました。
It is his first time in not just Melbourne but in Australia as well, and he says that he's really enjoyed the convention so far. He's particularly enjoyed the fact that there are so many people celebrating Japanese culture, and you know when he first came here he was like, oh, I'm not really sure, you know, how many people would be really into it, but he is very very surprised that you know so many people are enjoying the convention.
Besides this convention this weekend, is there anything else that you've got planned for your trip to Melbourne?
このコンベンションの以外の予定がありますか、メルボルンの中で。
ですね、一番最初に来た時はあのちょっと街を歩いたりカフェでご飯を食べたり、図書館に、ね、行ったりしたんですけどこれ今日はこれが終わったらまたステーキを食べに行ってその後カラオケをして
When he first came here, he said that he, you know, he walked around the city. He enjoyed Melbourne's cafes, and he also went to the Library of Melbourne. And then after the expo, he is going to eat some steak, going to go sing some karaoke, and then I think tomorrow he's going to go off to the Great Ocean Road, and he's very very excited for it.
Was drawing always your first choice of work, or was there another option that you had planned? I heard that you started drawing when you were 18. What were you planning before then?
仕事の話ですが、ずっとイラストレーターになりたかったですか、mm. そして、別なカレアが受けた方ですか、
mm. 子供の頃ゲームとかアニメが好きでそういう仕事をできたら嬉しいなと思ったことはあるんですけどはっきりと目指したわけではなくて例えば僕は学生時代に演劇をやっていてそのステージが楽しかったのでなんとなくそういう仕事をしたいなっていうふうに思っててそれとは別に趣味で絵を描いてたんですで自分が大人22歳になった時に演劇の才能はあまりないなと思ってでも絵の才能はあって絵でもうお金をもらえていたのでじゃあ絵の仕事をしようというふうに自分のことを考えてそこからは絵の仕事をやるようになりました。
During high school, he did a lot of drawing in high school, but he was also part of the acting club, the drama club in high school. And he found that he really, really enjoyed acting and he also really, really enjoyed drawing. So he would draw for a hobby and then for his club activity, he would do drama. And when he became an adult, when he was 22, he was like, oh man, I really, really want to like do something. I want to work, you know, in theatre or do something to do, work something to do with drama. However, he found that he was not very good at acting, but he was really good at drawing. So then he pursued the drawing aspect of, you know, as a career.
Obviously you've been inspired by different artists because that's what makes an artist better. Who has inspired you the most?
はい、影響されてる、アーティストとかちょっと教えてくださいと言われました。
日本だと、まず小林智美さんっていうそのイラストレーターね、クランプさんとか漫画家さんに強く影響を受けてます。もう一つ猪俣睦美っていうイラストレーターアニメーターの人日本のゲームだとテイルズオブシリーズで絵を描いている人その猪俣先生にもすごく強く影響を受けてます。
So he said he's got he'sreceived inspiration from several people throughout his life. One of the biggest ones is Kobayashi Tomomi, who is a Clamp illustrator, and also the Tales illustrator, who is
Inomata Mutsumi.
Inomata Mutsumi. So, yes, from those people, he draws a lot of inspiration.
Every occupation changes with time. How would you say the illustration, drawing occupation has changed while you've been in this field of work?
イラストの世界についてちょっと話しましたけれども、このイラストの世界がどういうふうに変わりましたか、昔から。
日本のでいいですかね。
そう、
日本の。そうですね、もともと僕が描いているようなジャンルは、普通のイラストレーションだったり、普通の絵画、いわゆるポピュラーなものではなくて、オタクのアニメや漫画のゲームの女の子とか男の子の絵だったんです。だから、そういう絵を描いてるのはアニメーターか漫画家だったんですけど、今はいろんなゲーム、例えばモバイルゲームだとかいうのがたくさんありますし、こういうそのオタクのイラストを描いてる人がすごく僕の子供の頃から比べると増えましたね。でそれが職業として成立するとは思ってなかったので、もっと言うと僕がそういう仕事をするとは思ってなかったので、僕子供の頃の僕の時代からするとすごく変わったなっていうふうに思ってます。
Specifically talking about the Japanese artist industry, if you were an artist in Japan, you would usually become like an animator or a mangaka. That's usually what would happen back in the day. However, in recent times, there has been a really big change in what you can do with illustrating. So if at the start you would start drawing, now you can pursue such careers as drawing for games, for mobile games. There's a whole wide variety of things. And because of that, I suppose he feels that there is a lot more safety in the job. Like in back in the day, if you didn't follow those two careers, it would probably be impossible for you to work. But now, because there's just such a wide variety, it's really increased, I suppose, the security, job security in regards to this industry.
We heard that you did a reverse fan meeting a few years ago. I know we've brought it up before in the other interview. Would you like to explain like your thought process behind that or what inspired you to do something like that?
4年前のカフェで逆参会やりましたね。そのエピソードがちょっと教えてください、はい、特に なぜやりましたか。
僕が出演していたテレビ番組 のグッズ CD アルバムを売るためのプロモーションだったんですよ。それをテレビ番組から岸田先生も何かやってくれませんかって言われて、じゃあ変わったことしますねっていうことで考えたんです。どういうことやったら面白いかなっていうふうに考えて、したら自分がただサインするのだと面白くないから、自分がキャンバスになってみんなにサインを書いてもらったらバカバカしくて面白いんじゃないかなっていうふうに思って、それを提案したんです。ですごいんです。当日はしかも場所がこういったコンベンションとかオフィスとかじゃなくて、カレー屋だったんですね。カレーショップで、テレビ番組がそのサイン会をできる場所を探していたら、番組 のスポンサーのカレー屋さんがうちを使ってやっていいよって言われたんです。でしかもそのカレー屋は番組とコラボレーションしたレトルトカレーが売ってたので、カレーを買ってくれたら、カレーか CD を買ってくれたらサインしますみたいな。しかも当日天気が悪くて大雪が降ったんですね。だから雪の中たくさん人が並んでカレーを買って僕がサインを されるっていう、もうむちゃくちゃです、むちゃくちゃなイベントになりました。でも面白かったなっていう。
Alright, so this particular event happened about 4 years ago, and it is a so he was doing it as a promotion. So what happened was he was working for a TV program, and the TV program asked him like, Mel, you're quite famous. Could you please come and help us out here? And he was like, yeah, sure, I'll come help. But what can I do to make this like extra interesting? And so he decided to do a reverse signing. So fans would come and visit him and sign his body. So what happened is usually when we do these sort of signings in Japan, it's usually in like a TV studio or somewhere really a bit more proper. But the location for this place was actually a curry shop. They chose a curry shop. And so this, in order to sell the CD, they sold packaged curry, which had like a CD in it. And so if they bought that, then they were allowed to sign Mel's body. And so what would happen is on that day, actually, there was really like heavy snow, and it was really crowded, and there was a really long line that led outside of the curry shop. workshop. And so, yeah, it was just really, really hectic. But he thinks that it really, really went well.
Would have been cold then.
Yeah.
So obviously you've designed quite a few characters in your time of being an artist. Is there one that you've like been particularly fond of? One, it doesn't have to be one you've released. It can just be one you've drawn and gone, I don't want this to be part of anything, but I still love this character.
本当に自分のキャリアの中だと、やっぱり発売されたばっかりのブルーリフレクションのさっき書いたひなこってキャラクターはすごく愛着、思い入れが強いんですけど、それ以前だとアトリエシリーズのトトリのアトリエっていうゲームのトトリがすごく自分の、好きな要素、好きなものが、たくさん詰まってるのでそれが好きですね。で、最近好きなキャラクターだと僕は今日もヒコさんがコスプレしてますけどニーヤオートマタってゲームが大好きなのでそれの 2B ではなくて A2 っていうキャラクターがすごく好きだなと思って好きです。
In regards to characters that he's released recently, he really, really loves Hinako from Blue Reflection, the game that he's designed for recently.
The one that he drew live today, right?
Yeah, correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the one that he drew live for today. But aside from that, from the Atelier series, he really likes Totori, the game, the main character of the second game in the series. He likes that character because he's really put a lot of the things that he likes, like when he imagines like a perfect cute girl, like he's really put a lot of those elements into Totori. Aside from that, though, in his free time when he's been drawing, he's been doodling from Nier Automata. It's a new game that's been released. A character named A2. So those are his favourite characters.
And then obviously you're trying to promote your latest game, Blue Reflection. Would you like to explain and promote it a bit right now?
Blue Reflection についてちょっと話した。
僕が。Blue Reflection はそのアトリエシリーズを作ってた会社とまた新しいプロジェクトをやろうってなって次はファンタジーじゃなくて僕がやりたいことを強く出した現代を舞台にしたゲームを作ろうっていうことで3年前にその企画が始まったんですね。でそこからプロデューサーと一緒にたくさんアイデアを出して日本の女子校を舞台にした女の子が変身して敵と戦うゲームにしようっていうふうに作りました、ね。そのゲームブルーリフレクションで一番僕がやりたかったことは、その日本人ならみんな学生生活を、ほとんどの人は送ってるんです、ね。ゲーム中でその学校の中でプレイすることによって懐かしいなとかいい思い出だなみたいな風にプレイヤーがそのゲームをやることによってその懐かしい気持ちになるようなそういうゲームが作りたくて、そういうゲームを、作ったんですね。
So this is a project that he's been working on for quite a long time. I believe for 3 years he's been working on this. And he's working with the same people who he did the Atelier games with. So he knows them quite well and he's exchanged a lot of ideas and they've been talking about this for a very, very long time. And so because he's developing, not developing, but he's doing most of the work, he's allowed to put a lot of ideas in it. So, you know, stuff like his music and like the music, his character designs, it all comes from him essentially. So the idea of this game is when the Atelier series was based in like a more fantasy world, this one is actually based kind of like in real life, so to speak. So it takes place in a high school, and you play as like a Japanese schoolgirl. And the main point of this game is to let Japanese audiences, when they play it, he really wants to bring back that feeling of, oh man, like, you know, I've been in high school before, and I've felt and experienced the same things as these characters have. So, that was the main reason why he decided to play this game, and he really hopes that everybody enjoys it for that reason.
もう2つテーマがあって、ブルーリフレクションは。もう1つは、日本の映画。日本の、映画、日本だと邦画っていうんですけど、日本の映画のようなビジュアル、空気をゲームで再現したかったっていう。で特に日本の、岩井俊二っていう、ムービーディレクターがいるんですけどその映画監督の作る世界観に影響を受けて映画のような空気を作りたかったっていうのが一つもう一つはとにかく制服を着た女子高生を可愛く表現したいこだわって、そこが二つのテーマ
yeah. So, and then, yeah, he's also put in a lot of themes into, like, this game. And one of the things that he really wanted to put in was to make this game a lot more movie-like. So he received a lot of inspiration from a director named Shinji Uai, who does a lot of Japanese work, and he really wants his games to have that, like, that same sort of feel that he puts into his movies. In addition, he also really wants to bring out the cuteness of the Japanese school outfit, the Seifuku. So that's also one of the themes that he's introduced in this game.
Yes, we can all tell that he likes the Seifuku. So what was the motivation for this project?
今までアトリエシリーズでそのファンタジーのゲームを作ってきたので、今度はあのもう雰囲気を変えてその現代を舞台にしたゲームを作りたいっていうふうにあの光栄テクモゲームスのプロデューサーに言われて、じゃあ、あのそういうゲームを作ろうっていうふうなことを最初にみんなで話し合って、で作り始めました。
Like you said before, first and foremost, this was basically him wanting a change of scenery. So he's done fantasy games a lot before, and so a big motivation for him was to create a game that, you know, took place in real life, so to speak.
Was high school difficult for you, or did you enjoy it, or how did you find your high school experience?
岸田先生の高校時代の経験についてちょっと話したいと思います。You know, どう思いますか？辛い特技がありますか？そして、you know, 喜ぶ気がありますか？
僕はあの高校の時は結構楽しく過ごしてたんですね。でもあのさっきその今演劇のクラブに入ってたので、それはとっても楽しかったです。でもあの授業はあんまり真面目に受けるタイプじゃなかったので、遅刻してあのすごく遅く学校に来て部活だけやって帰るみたいなようなことを先生に怒られてました。でも楽しかったんですよ。でも小学校と中学校の時はあまりその学校が好きではなくて、あのもうすぐ学校休んだりとかしてましたね。でも高校の時は結構あのなんだろうな、もう好きなことを好きなようにやってたので、髪の毛ももう真っ白にブリーチして、でも学校では禁止されてるんですよ。だからあの表のエントランスから入ると先生においって止められるので、裏からバックヤードから入って毎日投稿してたんです。でもそれがある日バレて、後ろの方に先生が立ってて、おいお前いつもここから投稿してるだろって言われて、すみませんって言って戻しました。そんなような生活ですね。
Okay. Alright, so yeah, so he was just talking about school life. He said that his school life was relatively fun. He enjoyed it. As you heard before, he did enter the drama club, and he enjoyed that a lot. In regards to his classes, he didn't really take them too seriously, so sometimes he would like come really late to school, and then he would come just for drama club, and then he would leave. So yeah, so sometimes he was that sort of student. During junior high school and elementary school, though, he said that he was perfectly he didn't enjoy school at all, and sometimes, you know, he would even just like take some days off. But one interesting thing is, so during high school he sort of like found his sense of self, and he was like, oh, I can do whatever I want. So he decided to bleach his hair, like make his hair nice and white. And so he'd go to the front gate, and the teacher would be like, hey, so stop what you're doing over there. You know, you have to go through the back entrance, you know, because I assume that they would be a little bit embarrassed about him. So then he would go walk all the way to the back entrance, and the teacher at the back entrance would be like, hey, what are you doing here? You're not allowed to be here. Go through the front entrance. So then he had to walk all the way to the front. So he had that sort of like, that was just like one of the episodes in his like high school life.
In regards to your game, Blue Reflection, do you think you have exceeded your expectations? Are you content with it and how it's turned out?
Blue Reflection, no, なんていうの、満足してますか？そしてなんか私のなんていうの、なんと、そうですね、私のエクスペクテーションというのことが、超えますか？その、はい、
そうですね。あのさっきテーマを話しましたけど、そのテーマはある程度というか、まあ、大体クリアはできたかなと思ってます。でも本当は目標はもっと高いところを目指してたので、後悔ではないけど、もっとこれぐらいやりたかったなっていう不満は少しは残ってます。でもそれは開発時間が足りなかったり、資金お金が足りなかったりとかいろいろあって、でも、まあ、たくさんみんなに買ってもらってプレイしてもらってるので、多分これから先新しい続編はできれば作りたいなと思ってて、その新しい目標は、その目標はその続編の時に今度はクリアしたいなというふうに思ってます。
So in regards to how Blue Reflections turned out, the themes that he set for this game were really, really clear, and he feels that he's made a game that has really fulfilled those themes, and that's been one of the most that's one of the most satisfying things. In regards to some other aspects of the game, he set his bar really, really high, and unfortunately things not having enough time or not having enough revenue and those sort of problems kind of got in the way. So if everybody out there goes purchases the game, then he can make maybe he'll release a new version,
which a sequel.
Maybe a sequel, which will definitely meet those expectations.
So on that note, is there likely to be a follow up or a second sequel, do you think, or do you hope for one?
Suzuki ga arimasu ka, Blue Reflection.
Suzuki wa arimasu.
Is this an announcement? Has this been announced yet?
Ima soyu tsukuteru starto no dankai desu ne.
So he said that yes, there will be a sequel, and he started to make it. So
then, lastly, is there anything you want to say to our Asian Pop Radio viewers, listeners?
最後は Asian Pop Radio にお客様にちょっとメッセージしてく
る。はい。9月の26日にPS4 のイングリッシュバージョンと Steam でもイングリッシュバージョンが発売されるので、ぜひプレイしてもらえると嬉しいです。で、もしプレイして楽しかったり、もっとここはこういう風だったらいいのにっていう意見があったら、光栄テクモアメリカとかの会社の方にね、意見を言っていただけると、それフィードバックされるかもしれないので、でも本当にブルーリフレクションというゲームは日本にしか作れない、日本でしかない特殊な変わった変なゲームです。なのできっと日本じゃない国の人たちがプレイしたら面白いと思うので、ぜひプレイしてもらいたいなと思います。
The Blue Reflection game will be released on the 26th of September, both on PS4 and on Steam. So please, if you have the chance, please go and play it. He says that if you really enjoy the game, one thing that's very important is go to Toei Namco, and give them your feedback. That's one of the most important things. Give them feedback, and with that, he can definitely make a better game next time. So there's a lot of elements in this game which may be a little bit foreign to you if you're not familiar with Japanese games, but give this one a shot, and I think you'll really, really enjoy it. So,
and thank you for the interview. Arigato gozaimashita.
Arigato gozaimashita. Thank you very much.
This has been Asian Pop Radio.
Are you from an Asian, African, Middle Eastern, or Mediterranean country? Are you a healthy male aged 18 to 55? Then you could be eligible to participate in a research project with the Center for Clinical Studies. Participants are reimbursed for their time. Contact the Center for Clinical Studies now on 1-800-243-733. That's 1-800-243-733. For more information, visit clinicalstudies.com.au. The Center for Clinical Studies. We need volunteers like you.